Broadcasting Network.
The whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 2,500 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. It's Monday, July 16th, 2012, and thank you so much for joining us. We're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network. Find us on the internet, on your radio, over your phone, over Shoutcast, and we'll be here talking about solutions. We try not to, you know, we know things are bad. We talk about this all the time. We know things are bad, so everything that we talk about, we try to put in the context of some sort of solution, or what can it possibly mean to you, or what can we do about it? Because that's invariably the question that we get. As we're talking to people, you know this, you go out there, you find this yourself when you're talking to people. They want to know when you tell them something's bad, when you tell them about 30,000 drones over the next decade or whatever number it actually turns out to be. When you tell them those things, they want to know, what do they do about it? What can we do about it? What can I do about it? I got to work. I got to take care of my kids. I got to manage my own life. I don't have time to think about this. Well, you could hit them right away with the idea that they probably spend, let's say conservatively, about 15 hours a week watching television, and even not even smartly watching television. I'm one, you will always hear me say, I don't have a problem with breaking away and just taking it easy for a while, because the knowledge, the information, the things that we talk about can be overwhelming. So every once in a while, you got to take a break. And if that's, you know, the TV shows and South Park, or, you know, CSI Miami, which you can't watch anymore because they canceled, thank God. If that's what you got to do, then that's what you got to do, because you got look, you have to explain it to them this way. If they don't take a vested interest in what they're doing, what you're doing, what that guy's doing, what the politicians are doing, what the businesses are doing, what the, you know, what all of these people are doing, if they don't take a vested interest in it, someone else will. And they will dictate what you do, what the government does, what the politicians do, what the bankers do, and they will do it without you saying so. They will do it covertly. They will do it overtly. They will do it through laws. They will do it through theft. They will do it any way they possibly can, so you gotta open up your eyes and see what's going on. We talk about all the things that you need to prepare yourself, including survival and preparedness, and we talk about the clean food and the clean water, and we talk about how to be smart and safe with your technology, as well as those foods and clean waters, and the, versus the stuff that comes out of your tap, and all of it's about reaching out to people and getting this community, this notion of community, back together. And the first step, it comes with you. You got to get to the other side of fear. You got to get over there and say, you know what, this is what I got to do right here. This is goal A, right over there, and what's keeping me from goal A is all this stuff, whether you can really call it fear or not, and you're over here on the other side of it, got to figure out how to get there to goal A, and then B follows, and C, and each one becomes easier and easier, and each time you talk to someone or introduce an idea or learn about a new idea like fluoride in the water or even sprayed on the food as a chemical to keep the bugs off, or all of these things that we always talk about, your knowledge and your armament is better every time you learn one of these things. And I've been itching to tell this story here for about 3 weeks now, because we've been keeping something under wraps. We knew about some changes that were coming along to terror museum here in Colorado, in the Denver area, and we couldn't say anything about it. I couldn't talk about it on the show because I didn't want to give it away. Well, We Are Change Colorado infiltrated this cell, they call it, and Aaron McMurray joins us next after the break to tell us all about it. I've been waiting for this. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks. And can you imagine if just the number of people in America took 1 hour or 5 hours, think 5 hours a week, 1 hour a day, 5 hours a week of their time away from the TV and turned it to producing positive results in the world as opposed to just sitting on their butt and watching their butt get wider. And it does, I assure you, there's no question about it. Hopefully Aaron has joined us on the phone. I didn't get any indication yet whether he actually not yet. Okay, he hasn't. All right. Well, Aaron's going to call us here in a few minutes, and he's going to tell us about the We Are Change thing that I've been keeping under my hat for a couple of weeks now and just been itching to tell people about, and it all has to do with this terror museum that we have here in Colorado called The Cell, right here in Denver, Colorado, in fact. And it's all about this, it's all about counterterrorism, and it's supported by all these rich people. And Michael Chertoff was in town here last week, and Chertoff, the former Homeland Security guy, the guy that put all the scanners in the airports the one after the underwear bomber, yeah, had all those deals in place and had that all set up ready to go, actually profited from it himself while acting as the Homeland Security guy, I think. Some of the details it might be a little bit fuzzy on, but we'll clear them all up when we actually delve into this story. There's plenty of stuff going on today and over the weekend all around the world. Ton of stuff that really needs to be talked about. And as always, you can follow along up at milehighlibertyradio.com. You can find all of the links to the information that we're talking about. If you go there right about the middle of the page, you'll find Monday, July 16th. And it gives a little description of the show, but if you click on the date, you'll see the other dates there. They say to be determined, but they're still linked. That's from last week's show. You can check out last week's show and everything we talked about. But today's show, there's a whole bunch of links on there, and there's just all these information from the people at We Are Change Colorado have shared with me that they thought would be interesting, and people from around the world. Over 500 different sources that I look to every day for different information. So there's so much information coming at me that sometimes it's even hard to determine what is worth talking about. I know that I like to focus on some of the local stuff, but there's not always local things going on that are worthy of being talked about. I know that it's important that a police officer is shot by some gang members in downtown over a gang fight and stuff. I understand that's great and everything, but does the whole world need to know about that? Does it change their daily lives? Is it important to them? Well, I don't know. So those are the kind of decisions that I have to make when I talk about certain things. I had initially kind of decided to try to avoid the news, and then I had to rethink that. One, because I was trying to separate the notion of doing the news versus actually trying to write the news. I can't do this show, take care of the website, post all the links up there, take care of my children and manage my life and everything else that I need to do and still try to manage that too. So it wasn't, I decided to forego that notion and then I decided that I needed to include some of these news stories. One, because I have people listening all across the Front Range that I know of that want to know about things that are going on here in Colorado. And some of those people, and this includes some of the people around the world, don't have access to the internet, and they're not going to get some of these stories. And a lot of the information that I pull up is internet-related. We're a very social media-friendly show here. I've embraced technology from day one and tried to use it to the best advantage. And as I've gotten older and more wise and more aware of things, I've tried to use it to the advantage of spreading the message of liberty and freedom and love and all these things that we talk about, and these notions of intent and doing good things to bring about good things and thinking good things to bring about good thought that brings about further good action. And it's all just this chain reaction of events that we're always talking about, and we always talk about that it starts with you. But let's take a look at what's going on around home in Denver, because there's a couple of things that I found particularly interesting, mainly just the cop stuff. We talk a lot about police and military in the sense of keeping their oath. I'm not a member of Oath Keepers, but I am on Facebook with Oath Keepers socially. They recognize my name, a number of them do, and I'll even post a show up there sometimes and talk about these issues. And I have friends who are police officers, and I'll get into all of these. All this is going to come together in this series here, because let's talk about the story that's going on right now. And this just posted today, early this morning. Denver cops nervous about changes in some ranks. And I wanted to highlight this story because it's funny, and when we come to it, I'll point it out. This is by Tom McGee at the Denver Post under their cops and courts section. And this is all to do with Chief Robert White generally, because he's the new chief that just came in here to clean up Denver. Because as we've mentioned before, Denver has some problems with, like, Denver cops seem some. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about, you know me. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about just the some Denver officers have had problems, shooting 14-year-olds, knocking on and then shooting up the house next to the house that they're looking for, and some things like that. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, really. Just like most major city police forces, Denver has seen its share of corruption over the years. It's no different in that sense. And Chief Robert White is a well-known police officer around the nation who was brought in here specifically to help clean up Denver. So the breakneck pace of change fostered by Denver's new police chief has unnerved some members of a department who say they worry about being demoted without cause. Sounds reasonable, but let's see if there's cause. They cover a whole bunch of topics in there, and unfortunately, if you hear that in the background, the studio is up on the second floor, but I insist on maintaining a window because I will not shut out the outside, and I don't do radio in a vacuum. I'm a real flesh and blood person living in the real world, and real things go around, and right now, around the building, they're maintaining the yard, so every once in a while, for the duration here, for a couple of minutes, there's going to be somebody cutting and chopping right here, so hopefully it doesn't come over the microphone too badly. He's getting further and that's me hitting the microphone. He's getting further and further away from the window that faces the outside anyway. So okay, Chief Robert White was sworn in on December 12 with a promise to change a department hit hard by high profile police brutality cases. Let me get a drink. We're talking about Denver cops here and the resulting firings from these police brutality cases. There's a couple of cases where police officers have people in detention already, in handcuffs, or literally at the station already, and they've been beaten to death. It's just disgusting, some of the things that have gone on here in the Denver Police Department. And it's not an indictment of the entire Denver Police Department. Never, never mistake that I'm saying that, because, and I will clarify this, I mentioned a friend of mine that is a cop, and this is not just a friend of mine like, a Facebook friend maybe, or some guy I just met a year ago. This is a guy that I'm talking about that I've known since he was 8 years old. So, and he's now, what would he be? He'd be 32. I'd have to double check that. I might have to jump on the Facebook page and double check how many years difference we are, but it's got to be about 8 years, somewhere around there. And so we'll talk about the cop thing, and I'm not making an indictment of the Denver Police Department. This is from the Denver Post. That's 469 officers and follows a shakeup in command ranks that saw two commanders demoted, the elimination of a position of division chief, and the replacement of the head of the Internal Affairs Bureau and the dozen agents who investigated complaints against police. So presumably they were corrupt too, and or they need to be replaced with people who are corrupt that will play ball now. You can take that one either way. White moved six members of the gang unit into districts, replacing them with a rotating roster of patrol officers to increase the number of cops who have experience with gang efforts, and reassigned 63 sergeants. So far, more than 200 officers have been transferred in an effort to get more cops on the street, and that was about where I stopped the last time that I was reading through this, mainly because the whole notion of bringing Chief Robert White into Denver was to make it a better police station, make it better officers, not just increase the number of officers on the street. When White took office, he said he wanted to make a good department better. I'm back to the article. This guy is doing things way too fast, said one of several officers interviewed for this story, who asked that their names not be used because they fear retribution. We'll put that one in the duh category. If it wasn't broken, why would you have to get it done overnight? Well, the entire system isn't broken. I said that. I've tried to make it clear. We're not making an indictment of the entire Denver police force. Oh, and here comes the thunder and rain. That'll be nice. No, this is about individuals. It's always about individuals. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. One bad apple spoils the whole damn bunch. I mean, let's throw a few more cliches out there. I'm sure we can. Some of those who must reapply for their jobs fear that even minor complaints against them that were found valid, such as missing an assigned training session, would outweigh past good performance. I don't know. Maybe that's always a concern, but then don't you just show up to the training session? That isn't going to happen, White said. A sustained complaint doesn't eliminate them, he said. Their performance will weigh heavily in the decision. Look, he just said that, and I already told you I hadn't even read this that far. I mean, it just, maybe it's a bit ado about nothing. I don't know. We're slipping into a break. We'll continue doing the news, and we'll round up this cop thing with my friend the cop and another friend that I know that got beaten down by the police. We'll be back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
And we were talking about police here in Denver when we went to the break, because there's a big story in the Denver Post and it's all over about these cops that have basically started to complain about their new chief, Robert White, who was brought into Denver to clean the place up. Well, I've suggested any number of ways that you could look at this thing, but the information is up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Middle of the page, click on today's red linked link, date, and it'll take you to the page. And that story is just down the page, and I'm going to come just down near the bottom of the page, and I'm going to come back to that story and finish up, because there's more to it than that. But before we do that, I have Aaron McMurray on the phone. He's a local activist with We Are Change Colorado, a personal friend of mine and a personal friend of the show. He's been on the show before with us, and he's come today to tell us about something that I've been itching to tell everybody about for weeks now, because we've had this in the planning stages and working it all out, what would be said and how would we record the information, and it's all about an infiltration in what We Are Change Colorado does with confronting these rich elitists and these politicians that try to manipulate our lives. And on that same page on today's links, down at the bottom, it says We Are Change Colorado Cell Chertoff Protest. There's a link there to the westward.com story about it that was written, as well as just under that is a link to the YouTube video that was shot. It's actually a compilation of several videos using undercover video cameras. And just so we're clear on this, we tried to get them to let us in legitimately as a legitimate news organization to report on things, to cover the event legitimately. Not anything to do, not We Are Change. I'm talking about we as in the media group here, the People's Media Group here in Colorado, attempted to do this. I know because I'm the one that did it. And I have the lady's information here that we talked to, and we were turned away at the door. Our press passes were turned away at the door, so we were not able to cover it openly and honestly like we try to do. The whole We Are Change thing is separate, and Aaron McMurray is here to tell us about it. Aaron, my brother, that was a fantastic deal that went down. Can you start from the beginning and give us the details of Cell and maybe fill us in on Chertoff? We can, you know, we can do as much as we need to here to get the story across, because I think it's important. It's what We Are Change Colorado does. It's what We Are Change around the world does.
Yeah, for sure, man. First of all, I'm sorry I didn't call in time. My phone died and I was going around looking for a charger, so.
That's all right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, the Cell, it's this, I'm sure you talked a little bit about it, but it's the counterterrorism education learning lab, and their focus is to pump the fear of terrorism into the people. They have different exhibits where you can walk through and see terrorist attacks, what they might look like if they were to, say, take down the 16th Street Mall in Denver. There's all kinds of these crazy things. I didn't actually go into the new exhibit just because we were trying to go in there unnoticed and not let them know who we were. So we didn't want 10 of us walking around looking at each other, cracking jokes about how ridiculous the information that they're putting out there is. So I didn't personally go into the exhibit, but others did, and just they pretty much just said how ridiculous it was.
I don't have any doubt, and I'm sure you could tell them. You went through the original exhibit or no?
No, I've never even been
through. Okay, so you never actually saw it before it changed either. You can get a general idea of it, and the world got a general idea of it. If you guys remember this, John Elway released this video here a few years back where he was the spokesperson for this. Well, this is what we're talking about. The Cell is exactly what we're talking about here. So go ahead.
Yeah, the John Elway video is called Recognizing the 8 Signs of Terrorism, and that video, it's really actually kind of scary what the things that they do in that video to portray what appear to be American citizens as terrorists, people taking pictures of Red Rocks, people asking about train schedules, and all these ridiculous things are in that video, and it's like, it's one of the, when I first saw it, I was just like, oh my goodness, is this for real?
Let me give you an idea, because, you know, some people try to say that we don't substantiate the things that we say. And I've mentioned about this before when we've talked about TSA, and that's this notion that they have everybody scared, all the businesses. And the Cell is part of this getting everybody scared. Here in Colorado, we have, in Denver specifically, the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So it was, you know, it's Homeland Security, FBI, Colorado Information Analysis Center, which is one of the major centers around compiling all of the information on the citizens, basically all of our communications and everything like this. And I claimed before that they hand out these sheets that have lists on them. Well, I'll read this. This is Communities Against Terrorism, Potential Indicators of Terrorist Activity Related to Military Surplus Stores. I said this about the paintball store. Well, this is the surplus store that I have, and then I have another one. I couldn't pull it up. I thought it was with this one, but it's from the paintball field, and it's basically the same thing. It talks about people who don't want to show their ID. Well, why do I need to show my ID necessarily? I would show it if it came with the, you know, my credit card or something like that. Insists on paying with cash. That's, you're a terrorist. We'll get into the rest of this when we come back. I just wanted to throw that in there because it substantiates everything that we've said. And we'll come back and we'll talk about the cell and shirt off with Aaron McMurray when we get back on My High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking to Aaron McMurray. He's an activist with We Are Change Colorado and the We Are Change organization all around the world. And we're talking about, before we went into the break, exactly what We Are Change, the organization, is all about. The individuals within the organization are about anything and everything, and that's why we always encourage you to come. Every Monday night we meet 7 to 9 p.m. We're at Hooked on Colfax. Just come on downstairs or out to the back, depending on how hot it is, and join us. Come hang out with us. Say your view. Say your piece. Get your what you want to talk about out there, and you can do that all around the world because there are We Are Change organizations all around the world. And I'm always encouraging you to get involved with like-minded people. It certainly helps for your sanity. This last week, there's a museum here called The Cell, and The Cell is a counterterrorism museum that just kind of it boils down to propaganda, wouldn't you say, Aaron?
Yeah. To say the least.
I mean, really, that's kind of the nicest way you could put it. So go ahead and finish that off, and then tell us what happened on Thursday.
Okay, so, I mean, I think that's pretty good explanation of what The Cell is. If people want to look it up, they have a website. I believe it's just thecell.org. But they bring out all these dignitaries from around the world. They brought Janet Napolitano out here. They brought... I don't even know. There's a list of about 100 different dignitaries that they've brought out here to speak on their behalf and to push propaganda about terrorism. And so the last person, the latest person that they brought out was Michael Chertoff, who was the second Secretary of Homeland Security under George Bush, the George Bush Jr., that is. And so he basically was just there talking about Iran was a big part of their, they had a kind of discussion thing that they did after he did his speech, which is when we interrupted him, was when he was doing his speech, and they sat down and had a little discussion, which obviously we had actually had one person that stayed all the way till the end, which was Kyle, and he's the one that questioned Chertoff face to face and actually confronted him. And so he was able to see the whole thing, and he said basically the whole discussion between Chertoff and this media guy, I forget what his name is, he used to be the chairman of the Associated Press, so obviously the guy knows about terrorism, you know.
Right.
So they talked a lot about Iran and whatnot during that little discussion, but for the most part it was just a bunch of lies and scripted, written out speeches that all of the people had to say. And as I was sharing it on Facebook, I said that Chertoff, he went through his speech pretty flawlessly until we stepped in to put in some truth into what he was saying. So we had six people who actually stood up and interrupted him during his speech. We had questions. The first question was, how many terrorists have actually been stopped using the body scanners? And that one, Chertoff did really good, just kind of skimming right past it. No one really knew what happened. It kind of just got carried off, and no one really knew what happened.
Yeah.
And then Johnny went, and this was like, it was perfect timing. He kind of changed his question that we had planned out, because Chertoff started talking about bin Laden and him being assassinated and how good it was for the world. And so Johnny stood up and said that the FBI still has no evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to 9/11, which is evident in the fact that in his most wanted profile, they never listed the events of September 11th on his most wanted file.
Yeah, so that's one of those funny ones. That's one of those half-truths that we like to catch people in, because originally Osama bin Laden was not on the FBI most wanted list for at all. And then now he's on the list, but not for 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. So then that one, Johnny was nice and loud, yelled it real loud. Everyone heard what he was saying, and Chertoff cracked off with the comment that I think everyone here knows that we actually landed on the moon, just to kind of bring some humor and get all the neocons to laugh.
As if the two have anything to do with each other.
As if anyone in We Are Change, really in our group at least, has ever talked about the fact that we never landed on the moon. That's not something that we even bring up. We don't ever talk about the moon landing. So it's just like those things are not related in any way. There's very real facts that show that 9/11 was not carried out in the way that the government would have us to believe. So his whole joke, but I think it definitely, you could see people kind of looking at each other and talking to each other. I think it got them to maybe think at least a little bit, think something other than what they were hearing from Chertoff. But once again, he kind of just smoothed right over it with that little joke, got everyone back focused on him. Then a couple minutes later, I stood up and shouted that for an event that is preaching how bad terrorism is, why is there no security at this event? Because there was literally no security there. There were police there. There were probably CIA guys there. There's probably some trained people there. But They didn't look in anyone's bag. They didn't have metal detectors. They didn't have Chertoff's body scanners there to protect him from any kind of threat that might possibly occur. I mean, granted, these are the top officials in our country, or top advisors in our country, I should say. He's not really an official anymore, but there were the head of the National Guard here in Colorado was there, and there was a couple other officials there. So that, if the terrorists wanted to kill somebody, those are the people that they want to kill. Why would they not have any security in this event?
I thought that was one of the greatest questions, because it really is a glaring testimony to what they're talking. But they're sitting there talking with world leaders in the area, really, of terrorism and counterterrorism and anti-terrorism, whatever. And there is no security that they talk about. It's really sick.
We walked in, told them our name, they checked it off the list, and we were in. We didn't have to show them ID card to prove that I was actually who we were. It could have been Osama bin Laden saying, "I'm Aaron McMurray," and he could have walked in there with a body dynamite strapped to his chest and blown the whole place to bits, and they would have never stopped him. If terrorism was a real threat, and it wasn't perpetrated by our own government, by the people who were in the building there. But they know that they're the ones that perpetrate the terror, so they don't need to protect themselves from themselves. It's not going to happen.
Well, like I said, I have been itching to tell everybody about this, and they can see the whole video for themselves. If you just go to MahiLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date right about the middle of the page, it'll take you to a page of links, and it's right there. It says, "We Are Changed, Colorado Cell / Chertoff Protest," and it has this the Westward story. Had you seen the Westward story?
Yeah, the Westward, I mean, while it wasn't by any means a perfect piece of journalism, it was much better than the Denver Post, who just kind of threw some oddball quotes from us in there to kind of make us look like crazy people.
Sure.
But the Westward at least kind of acknowledged that we were there and we had a point to being there, and that we weren't just some crazy guys that wanted to scream at someone, you know?
Well, and that's why I pointed it out as opposed to the Denver Post, because I saw the Denver Post hit piece, and that's what it was. The cell piece that they talked about in the Westward, when they talked about the We Are Change crew, it was more fair. It wasn't really any less of a hit piece, but it was definitely more fair. And they certainly gave a nice picture of a handsome looking Aaron McMurray there, well dressed, it was really cool. You see, the 9/11 was
they put pictures. They only had I think there's one picture of Chertoff up there speaking, and all the rest of the pictures, if I'm not mistaken, are of us. So it's almost as if they were focusing on us, you know. And with the thing is that I believe that the Westward probably wouldn't have been there had Bruce not called them before we left to go to the cell.
Yeah, they wouldn't even
have
covered
the story.
Hey,
there's something going to happen tonight at this cell event. There's going to be some protesters there inside and outside. And I was kind of giving them a little bit of crap because, like, don't tell them that they're going to go and tip them off and we're not even going to be able to get in there. But the lady from the Westward was there, and she was talking to the security people. Kyle saw her talking to them, so she probably did tip them off, but they had no way of knowing.
Kelsey Whipple was her name.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know.
But now all of a sudden it's like the Westward servers are bogged down and you can't get to it.
Well, I put it on all kinds of people's pages on Facebook, so it's possible there's lots of traffic going there right now.
Yeah, there's picture after picture after picture of the We Are Change crew. There's Bruce being escorted out. There's you being escorted out a little blurrily. So it was covered. We tried to get in, like I said, legitimately here, our own people's media organization to cover the event ourselves, but they turned us away at the door,
they told us it was okay, but then I think she went and looked at the website. I don't know what, I haven't even checked out that news web website yet, so I don't know if you have Liberty related stuff on there, but if so, she probably saw that and was like, I don't think these guys are allowed.
Well, you know what's there,
and this all happened, unfortunately. If I'd have been given a lot more warning about what was going to happen, I could have made it look a little bit different. And you guys are getting an inside look right now at how the media works. I don't care. I'm not talking about hit and run media. I'm not talking about just weird change media. I'm talking about real media, period. Anywhere, real journalism, to try to get into events if you are not part of the inner crowd. And you're getting an inside look at that. And if I had been given more time, I could have made it look like it was not related to We Are Change, and that's, I'm sure, why they turned us away, because the stories that are up on the news website right now are We Are Change stories, related.
So that probably tipped them off. They knew that we were going to be there, but they were. You could definitely tell they were walking around, pacing around the venue the whole time there was people speaking, like just waiting. They knew something was going to happen. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know who was going to do it.
Yeah,
we definitely infiltrated them very good. We had, I think we have like 6 or 7 cameras in there, and the people, Kathy got kicked out and John got kicked out, but they both got quite a bit of footage before that happened. So
it really was exactly what We Are Change is all about, as far as trying to expose these people. I don't know. Some people might sit there and try to argue about how effective it is, but you've seen how effective it is. Not necessarily to these people. Nothing affects these people. They don't care about anything. They don't care about us. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything but themselves and their own goals. And so then we're not trying to change them or affect them. We're bringing other people, other real people, you and me, and
real info wins there. There was one guy who stormed out after Bruce said that less people have been killed by terrorism than bee stings. And so this guy stormed out after Bruce, and he was pissed off, and he just stormed away. He didn't even talk to us. I don't know if he was mad at us because we were disrupting the event and he didn't want to hear it, or if something in his head clicked, like, oh, yeah, this is all lies. I'm out of here, too. I really don't know what his deal was. But and then we also had the guy from the Denver Post, who was the moderator of the kind of debate, I guess you could say, between the guy from the Associated Press and Chertoff. He came up to us when we were outside with our big 9/11 banners and all of our bullhorns, came up and shook my hand and said, well, I don't agree with what you guys have to say. I agree with your First Amendment right to do what you're doing.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, and it's about bringing that message to other people that they need to expose these people to. Because, look, the truth is if not for the fact that the Post was moderating the event and the fact that we called the other media, nobody else would have known about this event at all. We actually kind of did them a favor, really, exposing their cell. I mean, I don't know how much of a favor it'll be to them in the end, because I think the freedom message sticks out bigger than their message, especially. I loved how they always try to the whole – the bees thing. They tried to say that, was it the Westword article? Is that the one that they used the bees comparison?
In the title of it.
Right, yeah, and that was it. It was just a shot there. The cell, Michael Chertoff talks terrorism, protesters compare it to bee stings. And that's a false statement. That's not what happened at all. It's not compared to bee stings. The number of deaths of people from terrorism versus the number of deaths of people versus from bee stings there's a significant difference in the two just here in America alone, and deaths from bee stings outweigh. That was the only point. They tried to twist it. The same with the moon thing. It's about the moon landing. You're crazy. But if we're crazy, then why wasn't Osama bin Laden officially charged with the crime?
Yeah, exactly.
Why should he never admit to doing it when he admitted to any other crime that he did commit?
Exactly, yeah. There's too many questions just to sit back idly, for sure. There's, like you were saying, there's people that are going to disagree with our approach, but at the same time, at least it gets people, it gets in their head, and they might think about it, and just maybe. And then the fact that we're outside when they came out with our banners and the bullhorns to help further educate them more, while we got lots of middle fingers and people that were angry, even one guy that came charging at us, and the police had to pull him away from us so that he would leave. It's just, we can't sit back idly. People are gonna, eventually it's gonna click in their head that they're being lied to about so many different things. And then when we come in and just, even if it might be disrespectful, we might be interrupting their, what they're doing, but sometimes it has to be done.
And, well, they won't answer the questions any other time when you're close to them. At least they're forced to give some kind of response.
Yeah.
That's all it's about.
But it was a really fun action. We had a good time. A lot of people are still hyped up about it. We're going to try to keep the momentum going with this and just keep hitting officials. And, like, Kyle's confrontation at the end with Chertoff is pretty priceless. That's a pretty good interaction that he had there. And Chertoff was scared. He didn't have anything to say.
No, he definitely backed off and fell away. You could see the video. Aaron, thank you for joining us. Aaron McMurray, he's an activist with We Are Change Colorado, and I've just been itching to tell this story about the cell and shirt off, and thank you for coming and fill us in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
We'll see you again soon, brother.
All right, appreciate much love.
If you go up to MileHighLibertyRadio.com and click on today's date in the middle of the page, you can get the link to the video that we're talking about, as well as the Westward story. I didn't post the Denver Post story, but you could go post it, or you could go find it, DenverPost.com. You can see it for yourself, get everybody's opinion on it. And it's what We Are Change Colorado does. It's what We Are Change does. It's how they came about, you know, the confrontation videos and getting these people to just catching them on the spot and getting them to try to give a spontaneous answer to some of these important questions that a lot of us have when it comes to these issues. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt then there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury interest or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here live worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that was fun. I had just been itching and itching to tell people about that for weeks because we started planning the whole cell event because they exposed the cell initially when it came out, the We Are Change crew here in Colorado when they released it and when we talked about the Elway video and everything. So it was really fun to be able to visit that as a positive action to waking people up in this time of very, very much sleeping people. We were into some news before Aaron joined us, and I was talking about the cops here in Denver and the fact that there's this story in the Denver Post where these police officers have come to the Denver Post and talked about the fact that they're worried about their jobs. And if you get up on MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date. It's right there in the very middle of the page. It says Monday, July 16th. It'll take you right to the list of all the articles that I'm talking about, and maybe more. There'll probably be a bunch on here we don't even get to. There's so much information. I said this earlier. There's so much information out there that I have to weed through. I have literally over 500 sources of daily input to me from all around the world, different individuals as well as news organizations. It's insane the amount of information that is shoved down my throat every day that I have to really decide how to share with you. And I decided to share that information because you might not otherwise hear it if I don't. And you might not get the solution. We always try to put everything in the framework of a solution when we talk about these things. Usually it has a lot to do with just knowledge and making yourself knowledgeable about situations and where you're likely to encounter situations where you might come across a TSA or, we talk about words that you might say or use on Facebook or a chat or in an email or on a phone conversation, or I might say right here, right now, live all around the world, that gets you labeled as a terrorist or gets you on a watch list because of the massive amount of computing power that they use to just sift through every single bit of our communications. But that's a little off track, but it's what it's all about here. That's why we talk about what we do talk about. And I wanted to continue on the cop story, because I'm not going to talk anymore about the Denver Post story, but if you look right underneath the Denver Post story, there's another link. It's Justice for Jimmy, jimmyjustice.us, and this is a gentleman here. I'll just give you the short of it. You can check this out for yourself. This is a gentleman here who is now basically crippled pretty much for life. He was a soldier and a veteran, served his time, and Denver PD, Sean Miller, and their officers, Sean Miller and John Robledo, Denver PD, just thug, scum, criminal, beat the hell out of him, and all the information is there. There's way more than I can talk about right now, but it went along with the whole notion that we were discussing early in the show about the police officers and the notion that I suggested that there might be too many of them as opposed to not enough good ones. You know, there's just an abundance of police, but not necessarily effective ones. So that's the idea. You can find that at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. I invite you, JimmyJustice.us. Visit that, JimmyJustice.us, and see what the police, when they're out of control, can actually do to a man, how they can ruin his life. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
This is